Hey, it's Steve, and in this video, I want to invite you into a subjective reality deep dive experience. So this is a deeper exploration of the perspective that perhaps we're living in some kind of simulation or dream world where much more is possible, moving beyond the objective model that tells us we live in a world of objects and we're biological beings here, and that's all there is to it. We were born here, we live here, we die, and we're just basically tiny specks in time and space. That's the objective model. On the subjective side, we look at it through a totally different lens. We see life as a world of possibility, a world where perhaps our vibe or our intentions can attract new experiences. And it's really a world of deeper trust, trusting in life, trusting in flow, trusting in your path with a heart, and trusting yourself and your own hero's journey and really engaging with that path in a deeper way than before. Realizing that this is not just an indifferent universe. This could be a universe where you perceive a deep and meaningful relationship with life and seeing that life is on your side and it is actually sending you problems and challenges to sculpt your character, to create you as a stronger human being, as a stronger spiritual being, if that's what you believe it to be. And in this invitation, I want to share a lot of details, but I'll share the core information up front so you can get a pretty good idea in the first several minutes of what we're doing here. So this is going to be a 60-day deep dive. It's called Submersion, which stands for Subjective Reality Immersion. So it's an immersive deep dive into this subjective reality lens. It's a way of looking about reality. You don't have to believe in subjective reality in order to leverage this. This is not about belief at all. This is about tools, exercises, interesting perspectives to consider, questions to ask, ways of looking at life. It's just like using an app on your, on one of your devices. You don't have to believe in the app to use it. It's a tool. You can use it or not use it at your discretion. Subjective reality is much like that. And so don't get caught up in the idea that you actually have to believe it to get results with it. You definitely don't. Lots of people get results with it while still wondering what the heck is going on with this reality and how it works. So this deep dive is really about helping you create a life that feels more aligned to you, that feels more connected, that feels more flowing. It's about exploring your creative power, because in a dream world or simulation or a matrix, you have more creative power. You may be able to explore things that you previously thought were out of reach for you or even impossible. So I'd say it's really about upgrading your possibility space, but it's not about doing this by pushing you to achieve more as an individual. It's about creating more flow and more alignment in life and finding out what's possible through that approach. So let's talk about the summary, the format. I'll give you the core idea of this invitation right up front. So again, it's a deep dive, 60 days. It's called Submersion, and we're focusing on subjective reality during that time. It's going to be daily audios for 60 days in a row, and I'll be creating those. I'm recording them myself. They're around 15 to 30 minutes each, some shorter, some a little shorter than 15 minutes, some a bit longer than 30 minutes. The length is really meant to be appropriate to the content. So some ideas are a little bit more deep and complex, and so we'll spend a little more time on those. And others are simpler, shorter packages, and you can just, digest those in like 12, 15 minutes or so. So they're going to be streamable and downloadable. There'll be a portal that you can log into, and you can just play them right through your web browser. It's mobile friendly. Or if you like, you can download the audios and put them on whatever device you like. Listen to them in your car while you commute. You can think of this as, like a daily podcast for 60 days or a walking meditation you can do. In fact, I encourage you, if you have the ability to do so, do this as a walking meditation each day. Just put on your headphones, play it, and just listen and focus on your reality as you go. And there's a reason I'm doing this as audio instead of as video. I'm perfectly comfortable doing a video course too, or a deep dive, and I've done that before. But this one I'm intentionally designing as audio, and because I want the focus to be on you and your relationship with reality. I don't want you to have to watch me on a screen while you're doing the deep dive. I want you to be able to just listen. So I'm like a voice in your head sharing what what you can think about, you know, different ways of framing reality, mental exercises to do, and so on, while you can actually focus on engaging with whatever environment is in front of you at the time. So you can focus on your connection with reality and going through various shifts there. This will include, you know, mindset shifts and reframes and different ideas to ponder as you go through. It'll cover lenses and tools and actionable ideas. It's really a wide range of ideas, from the conceptual and the high level ideas all the way down to practical daily action steps. It's a chance to look at reality with fresh eyes. As Dr. Wayne Dyer said, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And so that's what we're going to explore together. You change the way you look at things, and I'll guide you through step-by-step processes to use to change the way you look at things. And lo and behold, you're very likely to see that your environment seems to take a step towards you, that the reality you find yourself in is very dynamic, and that it seems to interact with your thoughts and feelings in a very spooky and interesting way. There'll be a bunch of extra gifts to help with reinforcement and consistency. They're not really intended as like bribes to push you over the edge or anything like that. They're actually just intended to fill in some of the gaps and to round this out better. So for instance, I'll be including extra, in addition to the 60 daily audios, extra guided walkthroughs, also audio, just to help you do deeper explorations of some of the key exercises. So especially like if you're listening to some of these things during your commute, and you want to take a deeper exploration of some of the ideas, you can just pop on your headphones, play one of these guided walkthroughs. And these walkthroughs are meant to be used repeatedly for different situations. So you have a certain problem or challenge you want to focus on solving it subjectively, pop on your headphones and I'll be guiding you through the steps mentally, emotionally, and so on to get you there. There's also going to be text transcripts of all the audios. That includes the 60 days audios as well as the guided walkthroughs. So that's meant for those who just really find it easier to review things by text, where it's hard to skim through the audio, find something you found interesting, you remembered from one lesson, and you just like to go back and look it up again. Great, you'll have it all in text. It will take some time to create all that, of course. We're going to focus on doing the audios first, but that will be available to you as well. There's tons more that's listed on the webpage for this, so I'm not going to go over all, you know, every little bonus in detail. The price for this is $297, and it's meant to be accessible for people who are interested, and also, you know, enough that people take it seriously. This is a real, you know, a real serious personal growth exploration. So it's not really for everyone. This is for people who really see value in the subjective reality perspective and they want to go deeper with it. It's going to be an incredibly unique course, a unique deep dive experience. I've never created anything like this before, and I'm approaching this as one of my life's major works here. Who is this for? That's a good question. So let me go deeper into some of the details now. So I sort of shared the core idea of this deep dive up front with you. This is for people who are curious to explore a subjective reality. You can be at any level of experience with this. You can be brand new to this perspective and think, what the heck is this? And you're just learning about it right now. Or maybe it's been something you've been experiencing and exploring for years. Maybe it's something you've dabbled in on and off over time. It's not meant for any particular skill level because it's such a deep and broad, you know, both together program, that there'll be something in this for people who, you know, want the whole gamut. There'll be some for people who just want the basics, and there'll be something for people who want more practice and consistency, and there'll be something in this for people who just want to really take it far and up-level their existing journey. You maybe have had some previous reality twisting experiences and you'd like to explore more, like where that's coming from, what's possible here in this reality. That would probably be a good match for doing this kind of program. Maybe you've explored the law of attraction in the past, or you've done some manifesting, or you've experienced some unusual synchronicities. Or perhaps you watched movies like The Secret or The Matrix or Inception and you wonder, is there something more to this reality than just the objective model that you were taught growing up? Maybe you just want to explore the nature of reality. You're curious about it. So there's a, you know, there's a lot of ways you can come to an interest in subjective reality. And, you know, at some point you may have the experience of just wanting to level up your relationship with life. You want to have more trust in life, more creative power, more flow, more balance in life, a feeling like life has your back and you can feel truly safe here and truly at home here. This doesn't mean trusting human beings to do exactly what you want all the time. It means trusting humans to be humans and trusting reality to be reality. And with all its quirks and challenges that it throws your way. You might also want to explore your power to create your reality. How much can you manifest? What's possible? Can you face your fears and overcome them? Can you see fear for the illusion it is? Can you do something that you previously thought was impossible? Like, you know, say doing public speaking with no fear whatsoever, attracting things, you know, out of the blue that you previously thought would require a lot of effort. Can you lose your fear of judgment from other people? Can you basically free your creative energies so you can be truly and unabashedly and shamelessly yourself in this world? That's something that subjective reality can help you develop. Maybe you just want to have more abundance in your life too. That I actually find as something that attracts a lot of people to the subjective reality lens initially is the up-leveling of your abundance. But I gotta tell you that after exploring this path for a while, that becomes one of the less interesting parts of this journey. I think from abundance, you are likely to transition into things like purpose and meaningful expressions of your creativity and even flowing into your hero's journey, however that shows up for you. Developing your character, becoming a person, becoming a character in this life that you love playing, that you love being that role. You love the personality you developed. You love the skills you developed. You love the creative energy that flows through you. So the real power here in exploring subjective reality is through alignment. It's not through force. It's a co-creative type of experience where you create an alignment with your reality, not by trying to control it, but by trying to sync with it. And another thing that might attract you to this type of deep dive is just you're in the mood for a really unique and different growth experience. I think it's going to be cool. It's definitely going to be unusual. Fun, different, lively. It's meant to be stimulating. If you've done the Deep Abundance Integration course, the 30-day course we've done, then you probably already seen some taste of that kind of thing. So this will be, you know, more of those powerful, uplifting, positive energies. Having some positive energy in your life every day, I think can be extremely beneficial. That's something I do myself as well, you know, continuing to listen to other personal growth programs to keep reminding myself of the need to focus on, you know, my goals and the positive path I want to create for myself and not get caught up in what the world is throwing out if I'm not feeling aligned with it. So some of the key aspirations that might help you feel that this is for you would be that you understand you have this permanent relationship with reality. And there's perhaps part of you that's a little dissatisfied with the current status of that relationship. And you think it could be better and you want to up-level that. That's really the true essence of this deep dive, is up-leveling your relationship with reality. That's your one base permanent relationship in life. Your human relationships may come and go, but your relationship with reality is permanent for as long as you exist as a conscious being. Even if you believe that after you die, you'll have some kind of afterlife, you still have an afterlife reality and you have a relationship with it. Maybe it's a different reality, but maybe it's the same one. So why not, while you're here, shouldn't you develop the tools and the ability to create a positive relationship with your reality? Because everything else is part of your reality. And if you can have a root relationship with reality that's positive and secure and trusting and aligned, then all the other relationships that you layer on top of that, your human relationships, the way you relate to your work, the way you relate to your physical body, the way you relate to your creative flow, all that gets up-leveled as well. So it's like you're raising things up from the base level. If you want to explore the power that comes from alignment instead of like feeling you have to do everything as an individual, forcing things with your own will, if you want more power and confidence flowing through your life because you feel reality has your back, That's what makes me feel more confident. I can only push myself so far with techniques and things like that to make myself feel confident as an individual. But it's hard to feel confident if you don't feel like your environment has your back. If, however, you feel like in any situation, you have such a deep and trusting relationship with reality that even if the people in an environment don't seem to be directly supporting you, you still feel fundamentally safe and secure and supported, that can help you access really deep and unshakable levels of confidence. This unshakable trust in life, I think, is one of the core aspirations for people who want to explore subjective reality really deeply. You want to finally be able to feel like you're safe and at home here and that you can trust life. And you may have some trust wounds that need some healing along the way, and that's going to be a big part of this course, is healing those trust wounds. When do you feel something happened in your past and reality, maybe you thought it betrayed you. Maybe your expectations were violated and something happened, or something happened to you, or you did something and you no longer felt safe here. You no longer felt like you could really trust life. Maybe you felt life was either against you or at least indifferent, or maybe not as caring as it could be. And if you can heal some of those previous wounds, you can reach out and express yourself in new ways where you've previously been holding back and playing it safe. Now, for the launch version of this, for the for the first group of people going through this in December 2018 and in January 2019, we'll be up-leveling this even more because we'll be co-creating this experience together. So I encourage you, if you're one of those people signing up for this early and you're beginning to do this during that time frame, then feel free, and I totally invite you and I welcome you to email me feedback as you go through it, because so far at the time of launching this, there are a dozen lessons. We have 12 lessons out of the 60 that I created on my own. They're already done. They're in the portal. You can access them right away. They're available right now. So as soon as you sign up, you get them. And this is meant to be done as a one lesson per day pacing, though. So don't think of this as something you're just going to binge on all at once. You can do that kind of binge approach later on, but I very much encourage you to do this as one lesson a day, because each lesson has this integration in it where you're going to be doing exercises too. So I want you to do the exercises as you go through it. So you can email me feedback along the way, and we can co-create the experience together, because then the new lessons that I create will be informed by the previous round of feedback. So I'll be creating these lessons in small batches as we go. And I think that's a fascinating, fun way to do it. We'll be doing this co-creatively together as we go through it. So I'll be continuing to add new lessons to the portal, keeping it ahead of your one lesson per day listening rate. So you won't get caught up to me. I'll keep it ahead, So by the time you get to the end of those first dozen lessons or so, there'll be more. And those will be created based on feedback from people going through the first batch of lessons. So I think this is a fascinating way to develop a deep dive, is that we get to do it co-creatively. And that's also just an extra benefit and an extra, extra chance to engage in this experience for those who sign up for it early. Why would you want to do this type of deep dive? I mean, admittedly, some of the gains and the benefits can be unpredictable. But I can tell you that, based on previous experience, that some of the benefits are fairly predictable. For one, you get more consistency applying this type of perspective to your life. And that can help you with getting more abundance in your life, being more consistent in how you create aligned goals and manifesting money when you want it, having less fear, having more confidence, having an easier time attracting loving relationships. And that's just scratching the surface. I don't want to overplay the results-oriented benefits of this, though. I very much want to offer this as an experience, as a chance to explore the mystery, because it's not really up to me alone to say, hey, I can guarantee these benefits for you. It's up to you to help create that and to leverage these ideas and to use them and apply them. So this is something we create together. It's an experience we have to work on as a team for you to get the results that you would like to have in life. This is a powerful toolkit of of ways of interacting with reality in a whole new way. And I think you'll find it just immensely empowering. It certainly has been for me. How would you say your life will be different if you can trust the universe more? That's really what we're aiming for here. What effect does trust have? I mean, trust is huge in human relationships. And I think you'll find it's equally huge in your relationship with reality. The more you can lean into trusting reality, the safer you feel, the more confidence you muster. And then that confidence can flow into all kinds of things. It can affect your relationship life. It can up-level your career path. There's so many ways to express confidence that can benefit you. Does reality respond well to deeper trust? Yeah, of course. I mean, human beings do as well, and human beings are part of reality. So the more you can lean forward with feeling safer and feeling confident and trusting life and trusting that flow, the more you can experience. See this as an invitation to take a deeper exploration of your hero's journey. In this story, in this deep dive, you're the hero, not me. My role is to be like, say, Obi-Wan helping, or Yoda helping out Luke Skywalker, or Professor Dumbledore helping out Harry Potter, or Morpheus advising Neo. In fact, I'm not going to be putting my personal stories in this deep dive because I don't want the focus to be on me. I want to be a conduit for your reality reaching out to you to create a deeper connection with you. So my role is essentially to kind of channel that type of intention and that energy into your life and to let you explore it. So it's in the daily lessons, I'm not telling personal stories or things like that. I'm actually trying to remove my personal self from this and keep the focus on you, the ideas, your relationship, your reality, your hero's journey. So it's a very personal exploration. So what do you think? You know, do you like this idea so far? Is this something that appeals to you? Again, it's not for everyone, okay? But this is for a certain type of person who really wants to have this type of deep dive experience. Why would you want to explore this with me in particular? Well, lots of reasons. For one, I've been really into subjective reality for many years, at least going back to 2003. I remember I started getting really into it around that time. And even before then, going back to 1994, where I started learning lucid dreaming, which is where you can have nighttime dreams where you're conscious and awake and you can take control of your dream worlds. And that just opened me to the idea that, hey, there's a really interesting way of relating to reality if we project that into the waking world. What if we believed we were dreaming in our waking world, we could do more and make more things happen? I've explored the law of attraction a lot and written a lot of articles about that. I've written many articles on subjective reality itself. If you search on Google, I probably rank number one on subjective reality. Most of the time when I search on that myself, I see, you know, number one ranking there. I get people reading those articles every day for, you know, well over a decade. People have been reading the subjective reality articles and emailing me about it and asking questions. And I thought it was one of those weird out there topics to begin exploring initially. And then I saw that it really lands well with people, that it actually really gets a lot of traction. And there's a lot of people wanting to explore this. And in fact, after we did our previous deep abundance integration deep dive, and I asked people, what would you like to see next? The number one response, just overwhelmingly, was subjective reality. This is what people wanted to explore. So in terms of setting a good example co-creatively, I'm saying yes to that. And I'm saying, all right, this is what the universe is asking of me, so I'll play that role. I've done a lot of, deep dives, 30-day deep dives and longer sometimes. And one of them back in 2010 was on exploring the subjective reality mindset and framing and trying to go for 30 full days with just living in the subjective lens and going with the flow of inspiration and invitation. And it was a fascinating experience. So I've done a lot of explorations in this area myself. I haven't had a job since 1992, and I've basically devoted my life, at least since 2004, to just exploring and sharing personal growth. So I have a lot of space in my life for doing these kinds of explorations, and then I can turn around and share the lessons that I learned with you. And of course, I also connect with a lot of growth-oriented friends and colleagues, some who just do this personally and many who do it professionally as well. In 2011, we did a subjective reality workshop, a three-day workshop. It was at the Tropicana Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip, and we had dozens of people go into this thing, and we just did a deep dive together. So I've been teaching this, practicing this for quite a long time. I've also used the subjective lens to help me make some really interesting decisions in life, some challenging decisions. In 2010, for instance, I uncopyrighted all my blog posts and donated them to the public domain. We're talking around 2 million words of content, enough material to fill 25, 30 books. And that took a lot of trust. It took trusting in life. Like, why do I need to own everything? And I still keep some material copyrighted, but I wanted to have that experience of trusting life and leaning into that more and seeing where that would go. In 2015, I did the Conscious Heart Workshop, which was a workshop with no plan, no preset topic, just entirely done co-creatively with the audience's input, going with the flow of inspiration and what ideas people threw out along the way for 3 days straight. It was one of the most fascinating events I've ever done. And people got a lot of value out of it. The ratings afterwards were really high. Like, people said the transformational value for them was something like a 4.8 out of 5 stars on average, which was amazing. That was higher than our pre-planned workshops, which normally get around 4.5 stars. So it was cool to see that, you know, I could lean into things like public speaking and do it off the cuff with no fear, 3 days straight, knowing that using the subjective lens, I could just believe that the universe has my back, that the ideas will flow through me. And what's cool about subjective reality, it lets you do more objectively that's beneficial. Like, if you can do speaking without fear, it's a lot easier to make income when you want some, because public speaking pays well. So you get access to more of objective reality too. And I've done a lot of, you know, interesting manifestation experiments. I've followed interesting synchronicities. One of the reasons I live in my current home today is because I followed a synchronicity that led me to that particular house. I also had a book deal in 2008. Hay House published my book, Personal Development for Smart People. And the cool thing about it is that this book was never rejected. I didn't write it as, you know, a book to be shown around to publishers. In fact, a publisher came to me before I even had a book deal. I just started vibing with, you know, this law of attraction thing and being open to creating a better relationship with life. And things just started flowing more easily into my life. So Hay House came to me and said, hey, you know, we at Hay House are familiar with your blog. Would you like a book deal? And I was like, sure, why not? How would you like to have those kinds of easy flowing things come into your life? Well, I've had many of those kinds of experiences, and I can share, you know, some of the mindset and the framing shifts that can help that. Or would you rather, you know, do the grunt work approach and take the objective model and try to apply that to getting results, like having your book rejected dozens of times before you finally get a deal? Either way works. I just find that subjective reality approaches to problem solving, they're less results based. But sometimes you get better results for things you weren't even trying to get. Stuff just shows up, like a book deal or an invitation to go somewhere, a new relationship falling into your lap. It creates this sense of ease and flow in life. But the consequence is you give up some control. It's not as controlling a mindset. Also, I was married to a psychic medium for 11 years, so that certainly opened me up more to the woo-woo space and just having another framing on reality. I'm in a new marriage now, and you know, often flowing in a new direction in my relationship life. But I still value a lot of the things I learned from my ex-wife Erin, and just how much she opened me up to, you know, different possibilities of life and relating to reality in different ways, in a more spiritual way. There's a power I feel flowing through my life that comes from alignment, less about trying to force things by pushing with my will as an individual, and more about doing things co-creatively. And this offer, this course, this deep dive, this invitation is a prime example of that, going with the flow of what life is bringing me, and doing that with confidence, with playfulness, with fun, without fear, and focusing on the alignment. And this is why it's so important to me to do this with the people that are really aligned with the idea. Now, it took me years to get consistent with this approach of, you know, applying subjective reality. I'm going to try in this deep dive to do my best to really move you far ahead in just 60 days. And I really believe I can help. And it's the same reason why our technology keeps evolving, because we can use today's technology to develop tomorrow's technology. And similarly, I can use all the lessons I've learned over, you know, many years of exploring this and package them in to a condensed format, you know, short, easily digestible daily lessons for you to do and simple tools and simple exercises to practice. I can share all the high leverage stuff that I've learned over many years of this, and I can combine it with the suggestions that people share throughout the deep dive to come up with a package to help you advance much faster than I was able to do in the beginning. Because when I started on this path, I didn't have as much help as you can have available to you in this experience. And I also would like to do more deep dives for many years to come. I see this as being one of the primary foundational ones. And so I want to develop a positive and trusting relationship with you where we can do more of these things together. And not just me, you know, dictating terms and saying, here's what it's going to be, but you giving me feedback and suggestions and going with the flow of what we can create together to up-level the experience of both of our lives. I would love to attract more team members as well who can help me up-level the experience of doing these deep dives too, to make them even more beneficial for people. It's something I feel just really strongly aligned with. I'm just lit up when I do these kinds of experiences. It feels like such a heart-centered path to pursue. See, what you don't realize that you may be missing on this path is the importance of continuing to upgrade your challenges and to think bigger and to focus beyond the daily grind and the problems of like paying your bills and such. Leaning into life purpose, leaning into deeper connection and intimacy with people, following and pursuing your hero's journey, deciding where you want to take your character next. And to really think at that level, it requires more trust in reality, because you will find that if you try to pursue this as an individual on your own and work at the level of life purpose and feeling deeply connected with life, it's so freaking tiring. It just drains you if you don't feel like life is backing you up. You just can't fuel this very far as an individual. You will probably burn out. But when you feel like life has your back, when teammates are showing up to help you and they're offering, you know, to assist you, and it's like you're tuning into something, tapping into some kind of energy that says, yes, 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 I've got your back. Keep going with this. That's what you're missing if you don't fully explore subjective reality. You're missing that that extra alignment. It's an alignment that I just find beautiful. I consider this to be a beautiful experience. And I hope that as you go through this deep dive with me, you'll find it to be a beautiful experience as well. Maybe one of the more beautiful personal growth explorations you've done in your life. What kind of vibe or style are we looking for here? Well, again, I would say like it's sort of like Morpheus and Neo. I want to play the role essentially of Morpheus, and you get to play the role of Neo. You're the hero in this story. And I want to be there not to tell you all my personal stories, like just like Morpheus doesn't unload all his personal past baggage and stories on Neo. He focuses on Neo and Neo's journey, and he teaches Neo about the Matrix. And so I want this to be kind of a gentle mentoring thing. But just as Morpheus and Neo have this bit of banter back and forth sometimes, I do want to, you know, do it in a playful way. I like doing things playfully. I like, you know, cracking jokes now and then, putting in some humor, maybe a little playful teasing. It's not meant to be, you know, really pushing you or making you do anything that's scary. It's meant to be very gentle. But I hope you will appreciate it more if it's not just totally at a mental level, if we can have some fun and stimulation and emotion in it as we go throughout it. It's very much meant to be personal for you and intimate and introspective. This is a chance to turn inward on your relationship with yourself, and also through that to explore your relationship with reality. This is not like about, you know, going out in public and doing weird social challenges or anything like that. It's very much an introverted type of exploration. So it's not meant to be a social type of challenge. There's not, you're not setting this up for lots of interaction with the other people doing it. I want the feedback to come through me so I can share that with you. And then we can, you know, like co-creatively work as teammates on this. But I don't think it would actually be as suitable to throw everybody into like one big mixture at once and have people who are brand new to this path interacting with people who've had all kinds of different experiences. I want to create a more centrally aligned experience that people can sync with and see if they can sync with that before we go on to more social types of challenges where we might be more interacting more with each other. So this is about, as Steve Covey would say, doing your private victory before you focus on public victory. This is very much a private internal journey. And it's experiential. There's ideas to play with here. In every lesson, there's at least one exercise, hands-on things that you can do, with different ways of framing reality. And most of these are pretty simple exercises. They're thought exercises. They're things to help you awaken to a new awareness, a new way of relating to reality. I also want to do it in a very caring and kind way, a compassionate way, encouraging you as we go along. It's meant to be enthusiastic. I love subjective reality, and so I want to share my love and my passion for this topic with you as we go through it. I think you'll also find there's an element of mystery in this. There are places where I have questions to share with you, and I don't have the answers to share with you, and I want to invite you into an exploration of the questions together, because the answers are either unknowable or they're very personal, like you have to decide your own answers to these questions. Or it's something we co-create together, like figuring out what the answers are for us. There's going to be some healing involved in this journey, healing trust wounds, overcoming shame and guilt, transcending fear, building more confidence, finding new meaning in old situations in life, in old memories that you feel have wounded you in some way, or you're carrying around this past baggage. Looking at that from a fresh subjective reality perspective and healing that. Someone I shared this with described it as if you're being a secret agent or a secret wizard. Like you're exploring privately the magical aspect of life, the powerful creative aspects of life. You're exploring the world of flow and alignment and synchronicity. And you can be doing this entirely on your own while everyone else around you still seems mired and connected to the objective universe model. And so this can be just something you do just for your own private self and nobody else needs to know. It's our little secret if you want to explore this. I think you'll find that as you begin to explore this privately, though, it'll help open you up more and you won't be so concerned about exploring it publicly. But that part of it is up to you. I definitely feel there's something beautiful and elegant in the potential for this type of exploration together. It's like something that you and I will cherish. You have the chance to cherish it for the experience and for the benefits you derive from this type of exploration and for the permanent up-leveling and the permanent integration of this type of perspective into your personal development and lifestyle toolkit. And for me, it's about the creative experience of being able to co-create this with the people going through it. What about the core content? The core content is about understanding subjective reality. We're going to cover frames and lenses and beliefs, exploring what this reality is like, what's about, different ways of looking at it. We'll explore how to frame yourself, like who are you? Are you a biological being? Well, the objective model tells you that. But what are you in a subjective model? What role do you play? So this is a bit of the basic training on subjective reality. You know, what are the tools you use? How do you get into this mindset? How do you load it in and practice it consistently? And that leads to the second main piece or type of content is the practice, is actually applying these ideas, not just learning it at a conceptual level, but what can you do with this? What kind of results can you create and explore? What can you manifest? What can you attract? How can you create more of what you want? How do you summon inspiration? How do you overcome fear? How could you reprogram your reality if you wanted to? And then third is integrating this perspective and really carrying it with us for life. Also merging subjective reality with objective reality, being able to use both lenses together. And that gets us into the lens of story and the lens of character sculpting, the lens of your hero's journey, which has the objective side, the people, the places, the events, the circumstances, and it also has the subjective side, your inner experience of going through that. We're going to cover so many deep things in here. We'll cover death. We'll cover aging. We'll cover dealing with real challenges, you know, financial challenges, social challenges, health challenges. How can you use the subjective lens to up-level the way you problem solve across all areas of life. So it's going to be so just deep and interesting, I think. I think those who are aligned with this kind of experience are really going to love it. So let me share, you know, again, a little more detail about the actual invitation. So this is an invitation to go and do this for 60 days in a row. And you can start anytime. You have total flexibility on when you do this. There's no like, you know, there's no like special calendar where you have to do it. So you can sign up today and you can start it whenever you want, a week later if you like, a month later. You'll own this course. So as it's created and I'll lay out everything in the portal for you, then you get access to that indefinitely. So you can listen to this years from now if you like. You can download it and, you know, save the collection for yourself and just keep them on one of your devices with you all the time. You can tune into one of these lessons whenever you like. Streamable and downloadable, mobile friendly. Again, the reason for audio is to keep the focus on you and to have my role be that of a guide, a mentor, help you explore this. But the focus is really on you and your own exploration of your relationship with reality and what you can do here, what's possible for you in this universe that you find yourself. Now, I'm going to include a lot more to round this out, some of which I mentioned earlier. And this is also to help you with consistency and just to make it even easier for you to say yes to this, because I know different people have different preferences. So one is that we'll provide the extra walkthroughs for deeper explorations of some of these more powerful subjective reality tools. So you don't have to re-listen to the whole lesson again. You can just play this guided walkthrough when you want to use one of the tools to accomplish something, to experiment with something. So let's say you're having a particular career challenge and you remember, oh yes, the submersion program had this one particular tool that might be a good fit for this situation. Just pop on your headphones, play the audio for that particular walkthrough, and it will walk you through how to apply that tool to your current problem or challenge step by step. So the walkthroughs are meant to be used repeatedly whenever you want, making it really easy for you to remember to do the subjective lens. You don't have to like constantly load it in manually into your own mind. It's just you just listen and it will help guide you through the process of loading in that lens and using it. Also, I thought it would be cool to create, once we have all 60 of these audios, we can create subsets of them in the form of different playlists. So like, let's say you'd love to do more of it again after you've done it the first time and you think, oh gosh, I don't want to do all 60 again though, but maybe I just want to focus on one area of my life, like health or relationships or money. And we have like smaller collections, like maybe here, just listen to these 10 or listen to these 15 if you want to do a mini deep dive later on different topics. And so you can use those as another way of engaging with the material in a new way. Now, in the main course, the main 60 days and in the guided walkthroughs, I'm not planning to put in my own personal stories because we want to keep the focus on you and the experimental nature of this you applying the ideas. That said, when I floated that idea past people on my email list, several people wrote back and said, well, I really like your stories. I want you to put them in. And I thought about it and I was like, okay. I get it. People like it because they like hearing the examples of like, how did you approach a problem or challenge subjectively? How did you use the subjective tools? What's a real world example? And I understand there's value in that. I don't want to put it in the main course though, but I thought, okay, I'll put in a little bonus gift where I record some extra videos, maybe half a dozen, say like 6, 7, 8 of them. And in each one, I'll share an example of applying some ideas from subjective reality to solving a real problem or challenge in my life, or how a certain situation unfolded, or an interesting story of synchronicities and how this showed up. And I'll add that as well, okay? So hopefully that will appeal to people who want that, but it's not going to disrupt the flow and the intention of the main course. And for those who prefer text, I know people like reviewing things as text. For the 60 main lessons and for the guided walkthroughs, we'll include text transcripts for all of those. So that's going to be a lot of text, but you'll have a chance to review all of that. And also, I thought it would be good to create some short ebooks just to give you another way of engaging with the material. especially when you want to review it later. So one that we'll create will be a submersion summary guide. So that is basically a short summary in text format of all of the lessons, all the 60 lessons. And it will also serve as a convenient index of the recordings. So if you're having trouble remembering which recording you know, like all the recordings have meaningful titles, so you can recognize it by that. But if you're thinking, I remember there was something, some kind of lesson there that I want to go back and listen to, and I remember just one piece of it. Well, you can flip through the summary guide and look for that particular lesson, because you'll see the text outline of what was shared there. So it gives you another way of easily engaging with the ideas. I'm also going to create what I'm calling the Subjective Reality Explorer's Guide, which is a collection of subjective reality tools and experiments. Think of it as an extension of the guided audio walkthroughs, but more of a text version of it, but not just a transcript of the walkthroughs, but simply some extra short summaries of, here are a bunch of experiments you can try. Here are a bunch of ideas you can apply. So this is very much focused on the practical side. So if you're thinking, I haven't been practicing subjective reality enough as much, and I want to just like re-engage with the practice, but I don't need to go through all the lessons again, here's like your practical guide for actually actively exploring it and applying it to your life. Just thumb through the tools. It's like a recipe book. What do you want to try right now? What do you want to test? What experience would you like to have? So that makes it even easier for you. And additionally, I'd like to put in a questions guide. So we'll have another short ebook on subjective reality questions. And that will have some interesting questions to ponder. You can use these as journaling exercises. You can use these as meditations if you want to do, or use them as invitations to discuss with some other person in your life. So the questions is really about getting you deeper into the triggers that can help load up that subjective reality mindset and flowing with that. And there's even more that I'm not going to go over in this video, but they're listed on the website on the page below this video where it's originally posted. So you can just skim through that and look at all the things we're including. Now, some of these extra bonus gifts, they've been created free, or some of them are ones from Deep Abundance Integration, and I'm just putting them all together in one place for convenience. So again, they're not really meant as bribes. They're really meant as service. They're meant as an extra way for you to engage with the material. I want to make this as easy for you as possible. I want to give you just as much help as you can possibly have on this path, so you don't have any unreasonable objections or excuses, especially the feeble ones, like, I prefer text, not audio, and you use that as an excuse to cop out on what could be really an amazing transformational experience. So I just want to kind of nip all those little objections in the bud by providing such a treasure trove of material and ways of engaging with it that you can't help but find something of value in it for you. Probably a lot of different forms of value in this. So my intention here is really to create the ultimate subjective reality deep dive. And I really think with this package, I spent a lot of time designing and thinking about the pieces to put into this. I think you'll like it, and I hope you agree. It's actually my intention that you surpass me on your subjective reality journey. As far as I've taken it and the amazing things I've experienced in my life, in other areas of life too, I've had the experience of people who've been reading my blog and they were in a much worse position in their life in some area, and they surpassed me. There are people who've quit their job years ago from reading one of my articles about, transitioning out of misaligned work, and now they're earning 10 times, 100 times as much money as I make. And then they're turning around and mentoring me on how to up-level my experience of life. And yeah, in one sense, you could say that's a humbling experience, but I personally love it because I have such a trusting relationship with reality that I love it when people that I share things with, they surpass me. I see us as being in this as a team. I don't have an ego about this type of path of growth and needing to maintain some kind of elevated guru status. To me, that's just all nonsense. I see life as being about flow and alignment and us being a team. And I hope you can take that to heart. And know that, very truthfully, I want you to surpass me. I want you to put to shame the things that I've been able to do with the subjective reality lens and take it much further in your own life, if you're interested in doing that. And I have no interest in holding you back or putting a ceiling on what you can accomplish. I want to take the best of what I figured out and give it to you, and even encourage you to explore some of the areas where you might continue to up-level your experience here even much more than I have. You get to take all the experience that I've had on this path and that I've learned from other people too, and leverage that to get to a similar level of alignment faster. I think there's great value in that. And then you also, in turn, and I encourage you to do this, have the opportunity to pay it forward. See if you can create that kind of aligned situation with other people in your life where you actually want and encourage people to surpass you, because then in turn, they can turn around and mentor you. And isn't that beautiful when somebody you've mentored in some area of life can turn around and mentor you as well? So I think that's a beautifully aligned path, and it's part of my model for doing business. So again, the price here is $297, and it's I think that's more than fair with all that's being put into this. That's all in. That's access to everything. When we did the original 3-day subjective reality workshop in 2011, the pricing for that was, I believe, $497 if you signed up for the early bird, and $597 for the regular price. And this deep dive is a lot more material than a workshop has. There's just so much more to it, just, you know, lengthwise, the depth that we're able to share with, you know, deeper dive into this. You know, we're talking 60 days, not 3 days, but also broken into smaller bite-sized pieces that are easily digestible. I think that's pretty generous. So I feel very aligned with that pricing. I considered pricing it higher, and a lot of people actually, they're friends of mine, people in my mastermind group would probably balk at this pricing. They would see it as being too low. But I know my audience really well. I know my readers pretty well, and I feel like this pricing is gonna land pretty well with them. I think it's right. It feels right to me. That's what I'm going with. Now, because we're doing this co-creatively, some material is already in the portal. At the time of this recording, the first 12 lessons are already there. They're ready to go. And we'll be adding more as we go. So I've queued up one batch, the first 20%, just to get the pump primed, to give you some lessons to immediately dive into. And also to, you know, give you some reassurance that when you go in there, you're just not looking at a blank page hoping for something to come. It's already there. You can play it, you know, starting right away as soon as you sign up. And there'll be more added as we go. So as you go through these first lessons, and whenever you sign up as you go through the lessons, give me some feedback on it. What else would you like to share? What questions does this give rise to? And I'll use that to help inform the future lessons as we go through, as we design it and build out the whole 60 days. And I'll keep creating and designing the levels, or the lessons. like levels in a game world or something. But I'll keep designing the lessons at a faster pace, you know, keeping ahead of what you would consume if you're doing this at one lesson per day. If you sign up early for this and you go through it faster than one lesson a day, you might eventually catch up to where I am in creating these. And that's fine if you want to do that, but then you'll have to exercise some patience as I create more of these. And I expect to have everything all posted and shared, including all the bonuses, by January 31, 2019. So, you know, these extra bonus gifts, these are being created along the way. There's some in the portal, but most are going to be created as we go through it. Next, I want to share what I call the honor code for this deep dive. This is very much intended not for everyone, but for the people who are aligned with this type of experience. So I want to put a real simple decision to you here. Not play games with the sign-up process or anything like that. It's a simple decision. Are you in or are you out? Do you want this experience? Let your yes be a yes and let your no be a no. You know, don't give me this maybe crap. There's no maybe option here. It's either yes or no. Either you're going to do this or you're not. So if you're going to do it, if you're going to sign up, I really strongly encourage you to commit yourself in advance to completing the whole course. That's where the value lies. The value lies from doing this, from exploring it, not from just signing up and then procrastinating on it. So if you need some time to think about it, take that time, okay? And really make a good decision here. And if you're going to do this, wait till you feel that place of alignment. I'm not going to push you to go and, you know, decide immediately. Take the time to make a clear and committed decision here. And if you know, if when you go through the course, if you run into any tech issues or problems or anything like that, just let us know so we can fix that, okay? You know, when you work with modern technology, there can be all kinds of glitches and things that happen, and they're fixable. So, you know, my background is also as a computer programmer, so I can fix a lot of things myself and also rely on other people to help me fix things too. That said, when you make this, you know, make that one decision up front. And because of that, I'm not offering a money-back guarantee for this. There are no refunds for this. If you do it, you decide up front that you're going to do it. Don't even think about asking for a refund, because this is not the kind of program that can make any guarantees about the results you're going to get. This is about you doing the exploration. I can handle my part. I can share the lessons. I can, you know, keep the website going and make sure that this material is accessible to you and encouraging you as we go through it. I can do my part, but I need you to do your part too. So you'll get the best results here if you're all in. And if I offer a money-back guarantee, what happens is then you have to make two decisions. You have to make a lighter decision. Oh, am I going to do this? And then later on, you have to decide, well, you know, am I really going to do this, or am I going to ask for a refund? So I'm going to take that off the table. And I did the same thing with the Deep Abundance Integration Program, and it was great. You know, I've done other things in the past where I've offered money-back guarantees, and what happens is it scoops up more sales. I actually make more money when I do that, but it scoops up less aligned people too. And I just don't want to have that experience. I don't want to work with those people on this. I want to work with the people who are really like, yes, all in. So if that's you, great. To buy this and to opt in, to sign up without a money back guarantee means you have to trust me more and you have to trust yourself to follow through more than you would otherwise. And that's the standard I want. I want you to trust yourself and I want you to trust me. Those are the people I want to work with here. So that's our honor code. If you feel like you can meet that standard of honor, like when you say yes, you're actually going to do this and you're going to follow through, great. That's what I want here. Okay? So, you know, what do you think? I'd love to have you join us. And if this is not for you, for whatever reason, no hard feelings, I'm keeping it available indefinitely. So sign up whenever you feel ready. And if you need more time to build trust with me, if, you know, uncopyrighting, you know, a couple million words of content and donating it to the public domain is not enough for you, then feel free to keep chewing on my free content for years to come. There's plenty of it to occupy you for months. Articles, audio, video, it's all on my website. You know, chew on those till you're ready. It'll still be available. And when you feel like, okay, yeah, I can trust you now. Then, and when you feel like, yeah, I can trust myself to follow through, then we're here for you and this will be here for you, okay? And it's, you know, it's a, for the co-creative aspect, there's something special about doing this with that first group together. You know, we can, even though we're doing this at a distance, perhaps over the internet, we can feel each other's energy when we go through this. We get to have the ability to influence what we're creating and create something amazing together. And your participation in it early on is going to make a difference. It's going to come out as a different program than it would otherwise be if you weren't involved in the process, if you didn't sign up. So keep in mind that this is like an offer from the universe to you for you to create something for you and to change your relationship with reality. What happens after you buy? That's very simple. If you want to participate, you sign up and you join us. It's a no-brainer. You'll get, after you go through the sign-up process, you'll land up on a welcome page with further instructions, and you'll get immediate access to the portal. There'll be a link from the welcome page, you know, to the page with all the existing recordings. And you can, again, you can stream the audio immediately, you know, just click play in your browser and it will play. You can download it and save it to whatever your device you like. You can enjoy, you know, the bonus gifts. And there's a support form there if you need any tech support or you want to share some feedback along the way as well. Or you can just reply to any email from me, from my company about this. And it's pretty straightforward. Now, since this is being developed co-creatively, the pieces are developed as we go, of course. So some lessons are in the portal right now and more will be added later. And, you know, we'll be developing those with feedback. And I expect to have it all complete by January 31, 2019. Okay? So how do you make this decision? We'll close out with that. You know, how do you actually decide to do something like this? I know it's different. It's an unusual exploration. For one, is this something you think would be a cool experience? Do you feel like it would be worth it? That alone might make you want to say yes to it. What do you think 60 days of exploring subjective reality would do for you? Do you think it's worth the price? Do you think it's worth the time and effort and energy to put into this, that it could do something transformational for you? Do you see that potential yet? Some gains are predictable, like more consistency practicing this and a deeper integration of these ideas. And that can basically give you a good foundational tool set for getting more leverage in life, for creating other things, like just having more confidence. You can use that in so many areas of life. But it's really hard to decide this based on the end results because they're somewhat unpredictable. They're going to be very individual. So I don't want to overplay that part. I want you to decide based on what you want to get out of this. And also thinking about it in the context of your hero's journey. You know, when Neo takes the red pill in the movie The Matrix, he doesn't know where it will lead. He's trusting. And this is one of those opportunities to lean into trust towards life. Do you want to have the experience of taking this journey together? Do you want to lean into a deeper connection of trust with me, with your life, with reality? And I think the best way of framing this to help you make the decision is just asking yourself, does this path have a heart? That's one I use for making a lot of good decisions. I just ask myself, does this path have a heart? It's not my place to answer that for you. It's your free will that gets to decide this. So what's the subjective perspective on this invitation? It's like a symbolic representation of life's offer to you. Reality, like I'm a representative of reality, giving you this invitation. I'm speaking on behalf of your universe. Hey, I'd like you to trust me more. I'd like you to shift into a more cooperative and co-creative phase of life. Instead of you feeling like you have to do everything on your own with your individual will, pushing, are you willing to reach out and connect with me so we can work as teammates? So I'm sort of saying that on behalf of reality. I think that's what the subjective angle on this is. And you know what I find extra fascinating is that as I've been recording the lessons for this, I find that they're not just flowing through me as lessons to share with other people out there in the world, but they're really meaningful lessons for me as well. So I'm actually doing the course. I'm doing the work as I'm going through this with you. And that's something that lands extra powerfully with me, is that this is not just like me teaching something. This is me participating in something that we're co-creating together, and that I'm getting value and benefit out of this experience as well. After all, you know, doing 60 lessons on this and creating all the other extra bonuses and things, it helps me integrate these ideas much more deeply into my own life. And that's something I very much want to experience. So, you know, this is about the subjective perspective on this is about shifting from a place of creating with force and pushing to creating through alignment, to creating through flow, to creating through life's magic, life's synchronicities. And engaging with the world in a bigger way is what you can do when you learn to leverage that. You can create more ripples throughout your reality, and you can step more deeply into your hero's journey. So it's of course your decision, and I invite you to join us for a really unique experience. So what will it be? Will it be the red pill or the blue pill? just to make it a little more playful, if you click the blue button, then it takes you back to the objective world, and the story ends, and you wake up in your bed, and you believe whatever you want to believe. And if you click the red pill button, it takes you to the sign-up form and you fill it out and you stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. And you can start the deep dive right away, of course. So what will it be? Which path has a heart? It's your choice.